Good morning on one of those mornings.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Definitely one of those mornings, a Monday installment here at Hank FM of Not Necessarily the News, where we reporto de newso.
Cinco!
That's right.
Oh, you sound like a native.
Cinco siete ocho. Here we go, tonight's lead story, as we welcome our Hank Facebook Livers online. Have fun in the comments section. Well, it was the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses this past Saturday. And congratulations to Sovereignty.
Journalism and Sovereignty, nose to nose, down to the last 16th of a mile. Sovereignty has taken the lead.
Good race.
Journalism is second toward the good side. Baeza is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, you see what he did there? To rule the Kentucky Derby.
That's yes. Sovereign. Yeah.
Sovereignty ends up winning. Coming in second was Journalism, just like the year of 2025. MAGA. But, this is a fun little thing. This is, as we were saying, all of the horses that ran in the Kentucky Derby were descendants in one way or another of Secretariat.
Daddy!
So how about that back there? By the way, Toby Keith's horse, Rendered Judgment, did a really strong first half of the race. He was hanging top five-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Faded very much at the end and ended up 17th on that. But the entire Toby Keith family was there, and it was a really cool sight to see. Yeah, so there you go. Sovereignty rules the day.
So the question blowing up the internet, still, who would win? 100 men versus a gorilla? And we've been waiting patiently. So now, Mike Tyson has finally weighed in on the matter, particularly if it was 100 Iron Mikes.
If you have to think, no, serious, 100 of us, right? 20 at a time rushing them, fighting them. I'm going to tell you what we do that with 100 of me. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. 100 Mike Tysons?
Yeah.
Versus one gorilla?
He knows.
That what we're doing?
Yeah. And this is
take Tyson in that, yeah.
This is not the first time. Do you remember he once tried to get a Bronx Zoo employee to let him in the cage?
Oh, he's had a...
To fight a silverback gorilla.
And he's had an inordinate amount of wildlife stories over the years. Mike Tyson. Yeah. I'd like to see 100 Gorillas against Jake Paul, if we can get that.
Ooh, that would be nice.
New Netflix special. It's very sad to see. Pretty much saw the story released by her husband, Kent Perkins, on social medias. Pretty much as we were wrapping up the show on Friday, the great Ruth Buzzy, North Texas resident, Stephenville area. From what I understand, actually knew the show, too, and certainly was prominent until failing health in recent years all around the area. Ruth Buzzy, comedian, actress, from everything, she passed away at the age of 88. And you talk about somebody that was just one of those, you create a character like that. Gladys Ormsby, with her big purse that she just hit people with. Started at Rowan and Martin's Laugh In. Actually did the entire duration of the show. But big player in the Hollywood scene of that 60s era and early 70s. The Dean Martin roast. She was always on the panel there.
Yeah.
It was a really good bit. Really great person, too. Did a lot for this community. After her and Kent moved in the early 2000s to their ranch in Stephenville's area. So... Memorial services will be announced later by Lacey Funeral Home out of Stephenville, but Ruth Buzzy, gone at the age of 88.
So it's always nice to have someone to turn to when life gets hard and if you're not making good choices. And that person may be none other than Blake Shelton. Insiders say BS wants to give Morgan Wallen a hand in navigating fame, thinks he needs some guidance, and has a soft spot for him. Apparently, wants to do an intervention.
Oh,
and,
that's always fun.
Feels that he is the best guy to do it. By the way, Blake has admitted that even cutting back on booze has been very difficult in the past. He says he used to drink 36 to 40 beers a day when he was a young buck. It's not even counting the White Russians. And do not ever try this at home or in a bar or anywhere else. Make good choices.
Yeah, but have you ever been to Ada, Oklahoma?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Jury selection starts today. It is the trial of Diddy, and it's finally coming to court today.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Can you imagine being selected for that jury?
I feel like I already need a shower.
You hope you get the email over the weekend that goes to your junk mailbox that says they don't need you if you're having to show up today. But the legal team and Diddy, they refused the final plea deal. And he is, he's like facing 8,000 charges. So that starts today. So enjoy that. And it'll make you miss the Johnny Depp Amber Heard saga from a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so there are a few things worse than losing a pet in this world. And the fined employees over at the Midlothian Fire Station wants to know if anyone has seen their trusty fire dog, Riggs. The Golden Retriever was last spotted heading toward 287 last Friday around 2:45. A small black SUV was apparently trying to get him off the interstate. Speculation is this person may have him, but not actually know that someone else's pet or, you know, the wires are kind of crossed. Riggs is, of course, a big member of the family. He has his own recliner at the fire station. First responders do love to cuddle up with him at the end of a long day. A $1,000 reward being offered, and anyone that sees him is encouraged to call the Midlothian Fire Department.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a golden retriever.
All right, there you go.
He's like a golden, like a really yellow golden. You know, there's like some that are like more red.
Sure.
He's more on the light one. We'll go ahead and actually.
He's a golden.
No, it's...
And then, speaking up, rounding up, and we'll get more on this with a special Cinco de Mayo message from the Donald on the hotline in the show today at 8:15.
Maybe a history lesson.
And but yeah, another big wild weekend there in Washington. Trump is wanting to put tariffs on foreign-made movies. 100% tariff on them coming in to help save Hollywood. Speaking of, not far outside of Hollywood area on the left coast, wants to reopen Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been closed for more than 60 years.
I saw that, yeah.
And I still don't know if it's recovered from what happened, you know, with Nicolas Cage from years ago, for crying out loud. Pretty sure that was a documentary that I saw. Also, over the weekend, a couple of AI images came out. Trump as the Pope on Saturday.
What?
As we said, 6% of Americans in a recent poll said that would be a good idea.
MAGA!
And then yesterday, May the 4th be with you, he was dressed with a lightsaber, and it was a red one, though, and that's the bad one. But, you know, red, it's got to match the hat.
MAGA!
Also renamed Veterans Day to Veterans Day. And then finally, in geopolitical, not necessarily the news, Vladimir Putin yesterday says he, quote, hopes Russia will not need to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
Oh.
Finally, something we can agree on with.
Yes.
90.1 AKFM.